Part 3.
You will hear a trainee teacher called Eve talking to her university tutor about her preparations for teaching practice. Before you listen, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hello, Eve. Come in and sit down. How's it going?
Fine, thanks. I'm looking forward to my teaching practice next week.
Good. Now, you've got two classes, haven't you? Year 3 and Year 6. Have you done your lesson plans?
Well, I've decided to take the topic of renewable energy. I haven't done a lesson plan for Year 6 yet, but I thought I'd base their lesson on an example of very simple technology. So I've brought this diagram to show you. I got it from the internet.
Let's see. A biogas plant. So this is equipment for producing fuel from organic waste?
Yes. The smaller container on the left is where you put the waste you've collected.
Right, and from there it's piped into the larger tank.
That's right, and that's slurry on the base of the larger tank.
Right, and what exactly is slurry?
It's a mixture of organic waste and water.
So is that pipe at the bottom where the water comes in?
Yes, it is. As the slurry mixture digests, it produces gas, and that rises to the top of the dome. Then, when it's needed, it can be piped off for use as fuel in homes or factories. It's very simple.
I suppose there's some kind of safety valve to prevent pressure build-up?
That's the overflow tank. That container on the right. As the slurry expands, some of it flows into that. And then, once some of the gas has been piped off, the slurry level goes down again and the overflow tank empties again.
I see. Well, I think that's suitably simple for the age level it's for. I look forward to seeing the whole lesson plan.
Thanks. And can I show you my ideas for the Year 3 lesson?
Of course. Let's look.
Before you listen to the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
I thought I'd introduce the topic by writing the word energy on the board and reinforcing the spelling and the pronunciation. Then I'll do a little mime, you know, run on the spot or something, to convey the sense.
I'd keep it brief at this stage.
Yes, I will. Then I'll wipe the word off and write the question, where does energy come from? And see what the pupils come up with.
Fine. I'd suggest that you just brainstorm at this stage and don't reject any of their suggestions.
Yes, that's what I was going to do. Then I've produced a set of simple statements like energy makes cars move along the road and energy makes our bodies grow. There are 8 altogether.
Are you going to give them out as a handout or write them up on the board?
First, them up on the board, and then I'll read them out loud. And I'll get the pupils to copy them out in their notebooks. I'll also ask them to think up one more similar statement by themselves and add it to the list.
Good idea.
After that, I thought I'd vary things a bit by sticking some pictures up of things like the sun and plants and food and petrol and a running child. And I'll get the pupils to work out what order the pictures should come in terms of the energy chain.
I think that's a very good idea. You could move the pictures around as the pupils give you directions.
Yes, I think they'd enjoy that. And to finish off, I've made a gap-fill exercise to give out. They'll be doing that individually, and while they're writing, I'll walk round and check their work.
Good. And have you worked out the timing of all that? It'll probably take you right through to the end of the lesson.
That is the end of 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.